Hi, this is Charisse Kenyon, and you're listening to the Beauty Me podcast, all about beauty beyond the BS. This week, it's a very special Meet the Founder episode with Zanna Roberts-Ressi, one of four co-founders of Milk Makeup, a cruelty-free vegan makeup brand that is all about results. Zanna launched the brand back in 2016 alongside her husband, Milk Studios co-founder Mazdak Ressi, as well as Georgie Greville and Diana Ruth. In this episode, we of course talk about the beginnings of Milk Makeup, which is actually really fascinating when you have a listen. But I also couldn't help but ask Zanna a bit more about her personal life and how she balances it, because not only does she run Milk Makeup, she's also an entertainment reporter for NBC. She has children, she's married, and as I said, she works with her husband, so I had to ask her how she balances all of that. If you don't already know Milk Makeup, I would sum it up as makeup for someone who has better things to do, and I mean that because makeup is a part of your life. It enhances your look, it can enhance your mood, but you're wearing it while you're actually doing life. You know, you're working, you're spending time with people you love, and Milk Makeup has always been just so easy for me. And it's also been a go-to throughout the recent fashion weeks, as I've seen firsthand. And I think that's down to the fact that it's so versatile and so easy to use. I feel that I should set the scene for you, by the way. This interview takes place face-to-face in a little recording pod at Scene Group headquarters in London. I'd arrived the day before for a week of events, and of course, London Fashion Week was happening. Hence our conversation around me carrying loads of luggage. If you could picture me arriving in London, honestly, it was a lot. Multiple lights, my mini podcast setup, two cameras, two tripods. And this is all just me, but I think it just adds to the memories that I'll have, especially of this episode, because Zanna made it a really great conversation. She's very natural and real when she talks about the challenges of building the brand. And she also takes a FaceTime call from her husband during our chat, which I love and we've kept in. But also another reason I'm going to remember this is because when we finished the podcast, we went outside into the main office to take some photographs for the artwork. And I walked straight into a glass coffee table. It's Wednesday the 20th, this was Tuesday the 12th, and today my bruise is shades of green and yellow with little tints of purple, so I don't know what it's going to turn into next, but yeah, this is my reminder of our chat. But also, it was just a great day. I've never spent so long at an event, I will say. The day that I was chatting to Zanna, Milk Makeup was having an event in central London. And I also got to meet the head of artistry there, Sarah Wren, who was so lovely, had the best tattoos. And she also made me feel so comfortable that she persuaded me that I should go downstairs and have my own portrait taken. The photographer that Milk hired was Rebecca Spencer. And honestly, the fact that she managed to get me, a photographer who much prefers to stay in the background, out of my comfort zone, I have to say, that's got to make her a great photographer. Like, I actually enjoyed the process. It was a great event. I felt like you got to learn a lot about Milk Makeup, but it wasn't one of those kind of crowded, hot, stuffy events, which is quite a surprise because London was really hot this day. Finally, one more little heads up. You're going to hear Zanna talk about how she uses makeup to create the eye lift trick. And if you're not sure what she's referring to, it's basically where you use a lighter shade of concealer, say right underneath your eyebrows and also at the outer edge of your eyes, but in this really angled way to give an illusion of lift. So it's all about the magic of makeup. Anyway, let's finally get into this conversation. And of course, I'm going to share links to any products that Zanna mentions throughout this episode. So enjoy. First of all, Zanna, thank you so much. You are a trailblazer in the beauty industry. And I feel like you've still got a long way to go as well. I feel like there's a lot more to come. But on the show, no matter how big somebody is, I always like to bring it back.
Yes.
And
I just want to know, how do you wake up? Tell me, where are you waking up? How do you wake up? What does it take to get you up?
Well, this morning I woke up in London and I was in New York last night. So now I'm completely delirious. It's like 2 a.m. for me now, so bear with me. So usually I wake up in New York City. My morning, God, you know, I probably wake up about 6 and I don't need an alarm anymore. I used to always, now it's just 6 a.m., wake up. I am definitely guilty of reaching straight for the phone and then, you know, going into the emails. I mean, when you think about it, that is like equivalent to having 100 people around your bed shouting at you when you wake up, right?
100%. Because why do we do it?
I don't know. It's a habit. It's what am I doing? I work with, obviously, Europe and England, so I'm kind of checking that. Then there's the social of it. It's not necessary. We should all just sit down 30 minutes on our own, have our latte, do our meditation. Yeah, no, not gonna happen in my life. I have 2 young girls. Actually, it's funny because they're 9 now, and they'll come in the morning and I'll be still in bed, maybe like scrolling through the phone, writing emails. And I feel so guilty that I haven't run in and seen them straight away. That I actually hide the phone as soon as I hear them coming. Like, oh, no, I'm just waking up. I promise I'm not looking at my phone. I'm not coming to see you. So that's like a 6 a.m. And then I get them off to school. We're just back to school right now. But they are downstairs by 7:15. One gets a bus. One goes, does a carpool. They've just started a different school. So there's the whole logistics around that, which is always fun. And then I've actually just in the last 6 months started this new fitness class in New York called Solid Core. Do you have it here?
Is it related to bar or something?
No, it's like Pilates on...
Oh my God.
It's
really
insane.
Pilates is that whole gentle but stretching and strength.
Nothing gentle about this shit. No, you are literally, so it's a reformer class. It's like 16 beds. You go in, but their goal is to like break down the muscles. So like for 50 minutes, you are moving from one position to the next and you don't even have time to think because they're talking to you constantly throughout the whole thing. So it's the next position. Anyway, this is my new thing, and I've never had muscles in my arms before or abs, and I think I'm nearly getting there.
Okay, how long have you been doing it for?
Like probably 2 months, nearly 3 months.
And how many classes a week do you think?
Well, I can like, look in my app and tell you exactly. I'm doing like 2 or 3. 2, usually. 3 during the summer because I had a little bit more time. So that's that, and then I'll... You know, the good thing about Pilates is you can actually have makeup on when you go and you don't sweat.
Right.
So I can actually leave straight from there.
I love that.
But if on a regular day, I'll bounce back home. Coffee, by the way, I've had 6 coffees by this point.
Oh my God. 3 is my limit.
3 is my limit. I had 6 really, but I've definitely had 1, if not 2. So bad. And then get ready for the day. So even by that time, it's only like just before 8:30.
So you've got a whole work day ahead, I guess.
Got a whole work day, yeah. And then just get the old slap on, which is a very, very brief process for me.
Okay. What are your go-tos then?
Oh, go-tos. So vegan milk moisturizer straight away, which is a milk makeup, the OG moisturizer. I've got quite dry skin and it's fragrance-free and I've got sensitive skin, so it's perfect for that. Future Fluid is I don't even bother with foundation anymore. I just use that because it's a concealer, but it's multitasking, right? So you can put it all over if you need a bit more coverage. Super malleable. I'll use 2 different shades. 1 lighter shade under my eye, and I'll do like the eye lift trick.
Yeah.
And then a darker shade on the other spots. And then I am Rise Mascara for all day, every day, because it's a bit more of a natural, lengthening, fluttery lash. And then I will, without doubt, Lip and Cheek.
Okay.
I mean, I have like 5 of those in my bag at one point. They're small.
They're the cutest.
But there's still 1,000. We actually had someone at Milk Makeup test how many swipes you could get from one of those little ones, because they're quite small, and I think people underestimate.
You can see there's a lot of product in there.
The grams in that is actually equivalent to the grams of a long stick that you find from other brands, but our packaging is small. Don't want to waste plastic. We want it to be portable, and the bullet is so precise.
Mm.
Anyway, so I'll use in any color, whichever one I grab first, basically. Mm. Pop it on the lips, the cheeks, sometimes on my eyes, and then I'm done. I'm out the door.
So you're a coffee fiend, clearly, but I wanted to know, because you founded your company, well, it launched in 2016, and you launched it with your husband?
My husband and 2 other co-founders, yes.
Right. So how is that now? It's like years later, children, because you mentioned, you know, you're waking up, and I'm like, I'm just curious, which one of you is the one that's more like, let's get work done today? Or are you both like that?
We're both like that. We're both very driven. We both love a fast-paced life. It kind of goes in fits and starts, though. One of us will be super busy and the other one is maybe takes, you know, the back seat, or just like more of the family, the kids stuff, and then it switches. Mm-hmm. You know, obviously with Milk Makeup, I also have my career as a beauty that was my whole career when I was a beauty editor.
Yes.
As I work for NBC, so I report on all the red carpets and do all the fashion news and content. So that for me, you know, if you think about that season, so January, February, March is like peace out, Zana, goodbye, Mom. No one sees me.
Mom is gone.
Right? So then he like kicks into high gear with the home. So it's great. We've got a really good balance. He is a great, you know, dad, great husband, but he's also we're a good team, you know. He's one of my best mates as well, so we have a lot of fun. But launching Milk Makeup was, it was draining, you know, on everything. You know, you feel like emotionally, physically, financially, stress levels, and doing it together is funny. Rolling over and talking about budgets is not sexy.
just to segue off there, I do find that fascinating, like how... Because obviously you've been in business for a while now. People love Milk. It's 2023. You've been around, you know, you made makeup feel easy again. But what was it for you guys? Like, how did you, were there ever, and we're going off topic. I didn't even include this in the question.
No, it's
so you
fine.
Can tell me.
Yeah, go for it, guys.
But as someone that's in a relationship myself, I'm always like, how do you do it? Because there's you. Mm. There's the person you are before you got married. There's the person you are before you had children. There's the person you are before you started Milk. And somehow you guys are in it together. How do you manage to stay you as well, as a couple?
You know, that's such a good question. I think because it's part of us, that is, right, that's the story. My husband's really, really good at compartmentalizing. It's so annoying me. I just wish I had this talent. So he will come home and he won't want to talk about work. He's very, very good at switching off and turning into dad mode, like chill mode. I, on the other hand, will be stressing, sometimes taking it out on the kid. You know, you don't mean to, but there's so many things here, the laundry list of life and work that's going on in your head. But he's like, nope. Off, and then it'll wake up in the morning and it's on.
Right.
I'm very focused when he's in it, and then completely off it when he's not. I do not have that skill, but I think because he does it, he's not going to accept me going, what about this? Did you see this? What about this?
That.
It's like, no, it's done. So that's really helped us for sure.
Yeah.
And we just, you know, like I said, we're just such a good team, and we kind of bounce off each other when we're in it. And
I love that.
It's interesting. It's fun. I never expected I would do it with him, but then you think about, well, he approaches things from a very different way, so we kind of make a good team in that way. You know, he's big picture, I'm more detail.
Okay. So that's me being nosy. Let's go
back.
All the way back, because I love talking to you because every now and then I hear the accent that tells me, you know, you're from up north. So
Manchester.
Yeah, I'm from the UK. I'm from Birmingham. So West Midlands. I love Manchester. Mm-hmm. So I just thought if you could take us back because, yeah, you've got this empire now. But what was beauty for you when you were growing up? Like, when was the first moment you got this thing?
Beauty. Oh, goodness. So I grew up in Manchester. I am one of three girls. I'm the youngest. You are too?
Well, I'm the eldest, though. Yeah.
Oh, you're the responsible. I'm sorry.
You're the baby.
You know.
Oh, you're the one that gets taken care of all the time.
You're the one that everyone will blame everything on. You have to take care of us. I know, drill. Sorry, Paul, my sister. She's the same one. I have two older sisters, both of whom were so, so close. But they were like a little bit older than me, so I was like the little brat, like kind of the annoying one. But I would watch how they would use makeup. Yeah, I think Twilight Teaser was in a World Den, the Harmony hairspray. I'd steal it all from them when they weren't looking, play around with it. And it was in Manchester in the days that they was going to the Hacienda, and there was a really amazing music scene. And
the indie scene.
The indie scene, yeah. And it's like the indie sleaze that's coming back now. It was like really cool and popular then. Very like the 90s, you know, it was all the cargo pants, the little tops, exactly what we're all wearing now, yes. Basically. I know, I'm doing it again. Is it wrong to do it the second time around? It's okay. But yeah, I would really watch how they would use makeup and play with it, and that was my real first entry into the makeup world. And then just read their magazines. I was obsessed with magazines.
Okay.
Obsessed with like reading the beauty pages, the fashion, and then realized that was a job. And many moons later, actually became an intern at a magazine.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, so you take us through that journey because you were a beauty journalist.
Yes, I started as a beauty assistant, beauty intern. Then I worked my way to beauty assistant at Marie Claire magazine, where I stayed for 7 years here in the UK. Yeah, wow. So it was so fun now coming back full circle, having a brand. Coming back to London, only this morning we're doing a big press day, and all my old editor friends, old not being the operative word, just...
yeah, from the past.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Just all still here, and it's wonderful, and, you know, everyone's so supportive, and it really is those people who I grew up with in the beauty world, mm-hmm. and they know so much. They're some of the smartest beauty editors are here in the UK, I do believe that. And it's really a full circle moment.
Now that you're getting to see them and you're on this other side, what are you most proud of with Milk now? Because I feel like there's the early days when you're just trying to get it out.
Oh, it's
just and like, the relationship the hustle, isn't whatever.
Yeah.
But now, what are you most proud of?
God, so many things. I mean, the product. The product is exceptional. The product has so much integrity. You know, the ingredients are so rich. The payoff is brilliant. The product's super easy to use. It's no fuss makeup. It's utilitarian, but it's such great quality. But honestly, the most satisfying thing would be like, I was literally on a train and someone was sat opposite me and pulled out Milk makeup. And they're using Lip and Cheek on a subway in Manhattan. And I'm like, oh God, she was with the perk lip, you know, Lip and Cheek. But then that same product, I'll have Sarah Jessica Parker emailing me asking for more of. You know, she's loved it since the beginning. So, you know, you have the girl on the subway, the major celebrity, you know, Hailey Bieber's also obsessed with it too. And then every beauty editor I know, and, you know, I'll be with makeup artists on set, and I'll be like, where are those products I sent you? And then I look in their bag and the products are in their makeup
for
bag,
themselves.
And that is the best compliment you can get. So I think with that said, it's like the fact that it's beloved. It's beloved and it's used, and the fact that I use it. My entire makeup bag is filled with Milk makeup, nothing else. How satisfying is that? You know, to actually have built a brand that you love so much. And the products are just, they speak for themselves, and they've won hundreds of awards. I don't think we say that stuff either often. We're quite humble in a way.
She says, we've won hundreds of awards.
But
no, I think there's a balance. There's a balance.
We don't shout things for very
but you
loud
let your audience shout for you.
Yeah.
That's exactly when you know you're winning.
Exactly. Yeah.
And to be honest, Anna, that's even why I've never even had lots of brand founders on the show, because I love the person behind the story. The products, yes.
Yeah.
But it's the person, and it's like, I wanted to know how, because you clearly love it, but how do you actually maintain that love for the brand as well? Because it's your job now, yeah. It's your life. And obviously you also have another job, actually, you know, doing red carpet and stuff, which is one of my dreams. But how do you maintain that love? Because obviously when you started, you've really got the reps in now. You know what you're doing. I guess there's quite a bit less nerves. Obviously, when you're launching something new, there's going to be nerves. But how do you maintain that love for Milk Makeup?
Oh, with the amazing team around us now. I mean, look, we've been around for a long time. We have a team, like 60 people, I think, at this point, globally. I am one of four co-founders, but the team that are involved every single day are incredible, right? They're so driven, they're so community-based. They know their shit inside out, they're very smart. And their ideas are just next level. So I think it's just being around, that's how, you know, it never stops inventing, reinventing. Innovation is at its core, like the new product launches are just so, it's so different than anything else out there. You know, Diana, one of our co-founders and our COO who develops all the products, her rule is, if it already exists, I will not do it. So I'm like, what about an eyeliner? Like, just a regular, why would I do that? So I know it already exists. We don't need another one on the planet. Remember when palettes were really a big thing? I was like, any chance of a palette? She's like, absolutely no. They're a complete waste of plastic. People only use one of four things. No. So she just did something completely different instead, like just one stick, eye stick or whatever it is. So I think to your question, it's just about the community with Bill, the people, the feedback you get, and the team who run this every single day. You know, they're just spectacular what they do, and they love the product too. So that just, and the brand and everything we stand for.
I loved earlier when you were saying about all the things that it is, like multi-use and stuff. And I was like,
yeah,
that's someone, my tagline for the show is beauty beyond the BS. And I was like, yeah, she's literally not chatting any BS. Everything you said is so true about the products.
But also, you know, it's funny about your title. We literally, I would say it was makeup without the BS, because it was so, everything about it is streamlined. There's no extra tools. Like the component itself is the tool. So if you have a stick, it's because you can put it straight on from the bullet. You know, one of our first products was Sunshine Skin Tint. And if you look at that, it's got almost like a clicker pen on the top. And that was based on a diabetic medical dispenser. So it basically
the right amount.
And you roll it, it's a rollerball, so you put it straight onto your face. You know, all the tools were built into the product, so you could do it getting ready on the go. Makeup was actually, when you think about the founders, myself, Georgie and Diana, three young mums, we had, when we launched Milk Makeup, we had five kids under the age of three between us. So
why did you start again?
I know, but it makes sense that we wanted things that were easy, quick, clean. We were not going to sacrifice great ingredients just because we wanted something that was easy to do. So that was when sticks were born. That's when all these rollerballs were born. You know, it was something that was just radically easy to use. And the formulations too. It's not just about the component. Like the formulation has to just like melt into the face. You constantly got to labor. Like you've got to, let me just take this eyeshadow and blend 17 of them together to get this perfect contoured eye. No. Like we want to, I literally.
Get it on your face.
A swipe of a stick and I am, Elk okay.
Yeah. Good. Yeah, I can face the world.
I can do it today.
So did you have, I loved when you said about, you know, you saw someone using it on the subway and then Sarah Jessica Parker, but when you launched, did you have a key audience in mind?
So Milk Makeup was built, inspired by the community and Milk Studios, right? For those who don't know Milk Studios, it's like 28 years ago, downtown Manhattan, was the studio that's built, that's basically the crossroads of fashion, beauty, culture, photography, music, art. You know, there's the best dinners held there, there's fashion shows there, there's the most, every big magazine shoot was basically in Milk Studios. If you've seen a behind the scenes of a celebrity shoot, it's probably in Milk Studios. Anyway, with that said, there's this amazing community of creatives. And we would literally like sit in the lobby at Milk Studios and watch everyone go by. And we were inspired by the way that they wore makeup, not the look that was coming out the studios when it was overdone, like hyper-glamorized, like fully contoured.
Yeah.
It was more the way that the crew, the photographer, the stylist assistant was wearing their makeup. Okay. The makeup artist, when she wasn't, you know, doing something, like how she actually wore hers. And it was easy. It was cool. There was something always a little bit unique about it. It was never overdone. And they were also just doing it on the go, right? So it was like that was the vibe.
I love that.
So with that said, like we wanted to, we knew this person and this creative person lived outside of Milk Studios. We knew they lived in Manchester, in Birmingham, in Nebraska, in Ohio, in Dubai. Like we knew this creative mindset was not exclusive just to Milk Studios. So we wanted to reach those people around the world who had this, you know, they were discerning, they were time poor, they lived fast-paced lives, they wanted great products with amazing payoff. And that was the person we wanted to serve because it was a real white space. Vegan, clean, cruelty-free, all these things I'm forgetting to say. Like they were all like, they were really unusual back then.
Especially all in one.
All in one. Exactly. All in one. I have my Odyssey lip balm. Yeah, completely. Like it was like almost, it was too much to ask for back then. And also inclusive. You know, we were a brand that was, we didn't even, gender was not even a conversation. Mm-hmm. We launched with 30 shades in one product. We weren't selling them all, but we knew we had to be inclusive and do them all, you know? So vegan, clean, cruelty-free, inclusive, creative edge, you know, all those things, utilitarian.
That's, when you said that earlier, I was like, yes, I love that. It's got a use. It's there to be used, yes. And then you're gone.
Utility was what I coined early on. It was something that, why should makeup be such hard work? Why does it have to be so laborsome? Why do I need to carry 77 products? Like, one can do the trick.
My luggage to get here, oh my gosh.
Was it a lot?
My husband's like, do you need all of this? And it's this big.
What are you carrying in there?
2 foundations, 2 concealers. 3 blushes.
All right, we need
lots of lip products. My goodness.
I mean, I'm guilty as charged. There's always like 7 random lip glosses in the back, and I'm always trying someone else's, and then I always got somebody, you know, just rolling around. What have you got in that moment? For those people who can't see this podcast, it's a really like beautiful.
So
it's like a mauve-y pink, but then there's a shimmer in the middle. It's
everyone keeps asking me about the shimmer. It's Danessa Myrick's
Love
Color Fix Foils in Venus. Like, everybody keeps asking me what the shimmer is.
Yeah,
but I'm going to top it up with your Odyssey lip oil because the smell, I've got it in my hand. It's this most beautiful shimmering blue.
Oh, you see the this one, yeah, there's 1 of 4 shades, but this is called Globetrot. So a lip oil gloss.
Right.
So it is exactly as it says on the tin, like most of our products. It's a lip oil with this hyper gloss. This one is very Y2K version.
I'm
so
obsessed
it's
with this
blue.
One.
It looks like it's crazy blue. It's called Globetrot. But you put it on and it just gives you this hyper shine. It also is blue and it makes your teeth look whiter because of the blue
tinge. I
need
that.
you don't. It contains the most delicious oils. So instead of many lip glosses, dry your lips out, right? And they're stupidly sticky and your hair gets stuck in them and any particle flying around the air is like attracted to your lips. Whereas this does not have any of those icky sticky benefits, but it really nourishes your lips like an oil. So it's got sunflower oil, jojoba oil, avocado, and it just, your lips are like plumper, But the, also the finish is
the finish
insane. You get like these, it makes your lips look, I'm putting it on now. You hear that satisfying?
I love that bit of ASMR.
Satisfying gulp. I mean, it just glides on. And
I
really,
I can't wait to put it on my lips. I've only had it on my hand so far.
As my, it smells as my 9-year-old says, it smells like donuts. It was not the plan, but apparently it's not the plan.
But tell me, Zena, like, the amount of, it must be so rewarding, all the faces you've seen wearing milk over the years, thousands, thousands and thousands. But what does beauty mean to you? Oof. What is it? She's lip smacking her gloss there.
That's me thinking, do you ever do that? Yeah. You know, I can't go out and do anything without putting a gloss. Whatever I'm doing, any conversation, TV, just meeting, I always need my gloss on. Oh, that's my husband FaceTiming right now. Sorry.
I love that.
It's the morning. So it's morning in New York.
Yeah. Basically, it's like 7:30, isn't it?
7:30. The kids are just starting their new school.
Do you need to get it?
No, I'm going to do it quickly. Sorry, now we're on camera. I'm in the middle of a podcast.
I think
you did? Okay. Right, well, everyone's just turned down the podcast. I'm going to go, bye!
I love it. Can I please keep that in? I'm going to put that at the beginning. Like, that's Zana's life.
That is Rossi, literally. They just picked them up on the school bus and you're like celebrating.
Oh, that you did it. You
got two of them on in different forms of transport.
See, real life. This is beauty. I love it.
I've never seen him so happy. He's like, we just won 10 awards. He's like, yes, I did it. I did it. I got the kids to school without you. Well done. Well done, babe. Well done.
Love it.
So, what were we saying?
I was saying, you know, you've seen milk on thousands, maybe millions of faces. Yes. I don't even know.
Yes.
But what does beauty mean to you?
Without doubt, beauty to me is that inner self-confidence. If you can have that confidence about you, it shines out no matter what. And I think by using makeup and the tools that are provided to us with all these incredible makeup brands or fashion or styling, anything that you can express yourself with and make yourself feel confident with, it's like, it's almost the reverse, right? So the beauty comes from the confidence, but the confidence can come from the beauty that you're doing on yourself and then where you express yourself. But there's nothing quite like beauty is absolute confidence, right? You know, you see it, right? The shoulders go back, there's a twinkle in the eye, there's a little smile on the face. Doesn't matter what you look like. If you see somebody with that confidence in themselves, it's beautiful. I think that is quite as simple as that.
Yeah.
And I think we all feel beautiful when we give ourselves a little bit of, when we feel confident when we give ourselves a little bit of self-care. Be that in the form of a lip gloss, a slick mascara, or a hairbrush, which I clearly did not find this morning. The hairbrush, that is. Didn't have very well.
So, final question, Zena. What makes you feel the most beautiful version of you?
God, there's so many me's. It's like,
It doesn't have to be what you put on. Sometimes it's who you're with. I mean,
it's, well, 7 hours plus sleep would be great. I definitely feel my best when I've had sleep rather than Rixey. Either when I'm upstate at our house, cooking a meal for the kids with a gin and tonic in hand, music's on, you know, of an evening, kids are there, maybe some friends over, just chatting absolute nonsense. That's the best. When I'm with, you know, then I can, on the other flip side of that, when I'm on a red carpet, I could be on an Oscars red carpet and I'm super well prepared and I've done all my homework, and I've done my research and I'm delivering lines and I'm getting it right like that. I feel confident. So I think that I feel beautiful then, right? Or it can be at home in Manchester with my family at Christmas and my siblings dancing around the kitchen and feel great. That's me. Like, there's so many me's that make me. Mm-hmm. But as long as I'm truly present in that moment, and it's so cliche, we hear it all the time, be present, be focused. It's really hard to be focused when we've got so many things going on. But when I'm giving something my undivided attention at that one moment, I can feel me.
Right. But
I think that's probably the best way I can answer it.
Love it. That is it.
Thank you so much. I love your podcast. Your briefs on all the products. Please keep doing more of them because they're like the ultimate cheat sheet.
Well, there's some milk makeup really ones coming. Trust me.
I hope you enjoyed this episode as much as me and Zana clearly did. Feel free to get in touch with any feedback. Do you know milk makeup? Do you want to get into milk makeup? Let me know. You can DM me on Instagram at Beauty Me Podcast or Twitter. Well, X, formerly known as Twitter. You can email me direct at beautymepodcast@gmail.com. And if you want to see more of the milk makeup event, head to my TikTok at Charisse Kenyon. I'll share some video footage there. And if you love listening, then it would be amazing if you could leave a review, whether you listen on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google, wherever. You leaving a review makes a big difference and actually helps other people find the podcast. So thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time.